Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day and a great occasion to recall the short but supremely eventful life of Martin Luther King Jr. What did it mean to the country? And when you've achieved a tremendous national triumph at age 27, and yes, he was 27, when he declared victory and an end to the Montgomery bus boycott on December 20th, 1956, what do you do next? Well, the answer we provide in this special broadcast of the Michael Medved Show, it is called The Prophet and Providence, The Meaning of Martin Luther King. And some 6 years before Joan Baez sang that anthem of the civil rights movement at the March on Washington in 1963, and 6 months after his victory in the Montgomery bus boycott, King launched another project, which is much less known and much less celebrated, calling it a prayer pilgrimage for freedom. He was the featured speaker at a rally in front of the Lincoln Memorial, the same place that he used later, the same place that he commemorated in his speech as a 15-year-old about Marian Anderson. And this time, with the prayer pilgrimage, he had become famous because of Montgomery. And in the year after Montgomery, he had traveled, it was computed, 780,000 miles, speaking literally all over the country and to some extent all over the world. He had delivered a total of 208 speeches, but the first one to a national audience was at this prayer pilgrimage for freedom, where he was the climactic speaker. There were 25,000 people on the Mall at Washington in front of the Lincoln Memorial. And one of the reasons it is less remembered is because it drew one-tenth of the people who came some 6 years later, but also because it was so explicitly religious. And when King gave his Give Us the Ballot speech, his big plea was to assure voting rights for all African Americans in this country. But he concluded on a note that was at the same time apocalyptic and messianic.
Keep moving amid every obstacle. Keep moving amid every mounting of opposition. And if you will do that with dignity, when the history books are written in the future, the historians will have to look back and say, there lived a great people, a people with fleecy locks and black complexion, but a people who injected new meaning into the veins of civilization. A people which stood up with dignity and honor and saved Western civilization in her darkest hour. A people that gave new integrity and a new dimension of love to our civilization. When that happens, the morning stars will sing together and the sons of God will shout for joy.
That was Martin Luther King on May 17th. Of 1957. Part of what happened is that he became increasingly explicit about the idea of nonviolent confrontation and what he called soul force. He took some of those ideas from Gandhi, who took his ideas in part from Henry David Thoreau, who had written about it before, but King mobilized it in a distinctly American way. And as in his speech at Lincoln University in Pennsylvania, he invoked our American founders in terms of talking about what needed to be done.
That is something else that we notice in this dream, which is one of the the things that distinguishes democracy in our form of government with other totalitarian systems. It says that there are certain basic rights that are neither conferred by nor derived from the state. In order to discover where they came from, it is necessary to move back behind the dim mist of eternity. They are God-given. Very seldom, if ever, in the history of the world has a socio-political document expressed in such profound, eloquent, and unequivocal language the dignity and the worth of human personality. For the American dream reminds us that every man is the heir of a legacy of dignity.
And the legacy of dignity he meant to reclaim. And at the conclusion of his speech at Lincoln University in Pennsylvania, he used a conclusion that he was to use very famously in the I Have a Dream speech. Listen.
We are moving into a bright day of freedom.
Yes.
We, through our struggles, through our suffering, through our sacrifice, we'll be able to achieve the American dream. And this will be the day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last, and God Almighty, we are free at last.
Martin Luther King speaking at Lincoln University, June 6th, 1961. He went on to perhaps his greatest achievements in the year 1963. There were intervening crusades and jailings and speeches and awards, but in 1963, he took the Southern Christian Leadership Conference to Birmingham, Alabama. And in Birmingham, people saw the true face of the hatred that King encountered. And this is one of those things that I think that when people remember King, there's a tendency to say, well, there were some people on the outside who fought against him. And we tend to think of them as people wearing white hoods and drooling tobacco juice and basically looking like bad extras in a movie. But what's important to remember is that it was an entire power structure in the southern United States, and to some extent an entire power structure that permeated the whole country, that he was confronting very directly. In Birmingham, the King came with Ralph David Abernathy and others to demonstrate for equal access to public accommodations. And not only were some of the demonstrators hosed and victimized by police dogs, beaten up, killed, shot at, brutalized, but part of what happened for him in Birmingham was he defied a court order. A court order had been mobilized by the power structure in Alabama to prevent any further demonstrations. King decided to defy that court order on Good Friday, April 12th. This is 1963. And he and Abernathy, his colleague from Montgomery, and his friend and associate with the SCLC, put on denim work clothes to recall the plight of Alabama's poor, and they led a march toward downtown Birmingham. They were arrested after eight blocks, and King was thrown into solitary confinement. There, in a dark cell, he read a statement from the Birmingham News, where eight local clergymen had condemned his actions, said he was causing disruption and hatred. He answered them. He answered them by scribbling the answer on toilet paper, on the newspaper itself, later on a pad, and making a contribution whose words will never die. We will get to that and more on this special broadcast of the MedVed Show.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
You're listening to a special show,
Providence and the Prophet, the meaning of Martin Luther King,
on the Michael Medved Show.
Battle outside raging, we'll soon shake.
that is Bob Dylan, of course. He was there at the March on Washington. He was a supporter of Dr. Martin Luther King. But before that March on Washington took place in August, in April, Dr. King was jailed. And he was jailed with a very high bail, as if he were a dangerous criminal. He was placed in solitary confinement. Why? Because he defied a court order to demonstrate on Good Friday. And in that prison cell, he had read a statement from 8 Christian leaders, clergy leaders, who questioned his actions and basically condemned them and called for the community to come together and to forget the confrontation and the continued struggle to end segregation, to end, King fervently hoped, injustice. And in his prison cell at the Birmingham jail, he was able to scribble down, starting by writing this letter, this remarkably eloquent letter, on the newspaper itself, and then some of it on toilet paper, which is all he had available to write with, and then finishing when he was given a pad. He was eventually bailed out with a $50,000 in bail funds that were largely raised by the then very popular singer Harry Belafonte. And finally he got himself released with that bail money and the intervention of the Kennedy brothers, who happened to be at the time the President and Attorney General of the United States of America. The letter from a Birmingham jail begins, dated 16 April 1963. My dear fellow clergymen, while confined here in the Birmingham City Jail, I came across your recent statement calling my present activities unwise and untimely. Seldom do I pause to answer criticism of my work and ideas. If I sought to answer all the criticisms that crossed my desk, my secretaries would have little time for anything other than such correspondence in the course of a day, and I would have no time for constructive work. But since I feel that you are men of genuine goodwill, and that your criticisms are sincerely set forth, I want to try to answer your statement in what I hope will be patient and reasonable terms. I think I should indicate why I'm here in Birmingham, since you have been influenced by the view which argues against outsiders coming in. I am here because injustice is here. I cannot sit idly by in Atlanta and not be concerned about what happens in Birmingham. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. We are caught in an inescapable network of mutuality, tied in a single garment of destiny. Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly. He goes on, and it's impossible not to feel pleasure at reading arguments and sentiments that are so substantive, passionate, and so gorgeously written. The only other writer of political statements that I read with any kind of comparable pleasure to Dr. King is Abraham Lincoln, who Dr. King also found to be an inspiration. He writes, "We know through painful experience that freedom is never voluntarily given by the oppressor. It must be demanded by the oppressed. Frankly, I have yet to engage in a direct action campaign that was well-timed in the view of those who have not suffered unduly from the disease of segregation. For years now, I have heard the word, wait. It rings in the ear of every Negro with piercing familiarity. This wait has almost always meant never. We must come to see, with one of our distinguished jurists, that justice too long delayed is justice denied. We have waited for more than 340 years for our constitutional and God-given rights. The nations of Asia and Africa are moving with jet-like speed toward gaining political independence, but we still creep at horse and buggy pace toward gaining a cup of coffee at a lunch counter. There comes a time, he writes, when the cup of endurance runs over, and men are no longer willing to be plunged into the abyss of despair. I hope, sirs, you can understand our legitimate and unavoidable impatience. You express a great deal of anxiety over our willingness to break laws. The answer lies in the fact that there are two types of laws, just and unjust. I would be the first to advocate obeying just laws. One is not only a legal but a moral responsibility to obey just laws. Conversely, one has a moral responsibility to disobey unjust laws. I would agree with St. Augustine that an unjust law is no law at all. Any law that uplifts human personality is just. Any law that degrades human personality is unjust. All segregation statutes are unjust because segregation distorts the soul and damages the personality. It gives the segregator a false sense of superiority and the segregated a false sense of inferiority. Hence, segregation is not only politically, economically, and sociologically unsound, it is morally wrong and sinful. One who breaks an unjust law must do so openly, lovingly, and with a willingness to accept the penalty. I submit that an individual who breaks a law that conscience tells him is unjust and who willingly accepts the penalty of imprisonment in order to arouse the conscience of the community over its injustice is in reality expressing the highest respect for law. This is powerful stuff. And it changed the country. When Dr. King brought his message to Washington, staging the march on Washington in August of 1963, he was fighting to change the law to make it more just, to make segregation, to make discrimination illegal under the law, to create a right of public access. And ultimately also struggling for power at the ballot box. The March on Washington produced the change that he wanted ultimately. But what is so remarkable is that the speech that is always remembered associated with the March on Washington was largely improvised. How did it happen? And what did it actually sound like? We will get to that story and much more on this special broadcast, The Prophet and Providence, The Meaning of Martin Luther King. More coming up.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Weather on this Labor Day 2020 will be idyllic in the east, according to forecasters, with mid-80s and low humidity across much of that region. But the southwest will suffer under another day of a major heat wave. California's power grid operator is thanking folks for conserving power so far this weekend, avoiding the need for them to impose rolling blackouts. But they say such action is still on the table if power demand soars. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin confirming a report from last week that a deal's been reached to avoid a government shutdown.
We'll do this separately from the CARES Act negotiations.
Mnuchin telling Fox News Sunday the agreement with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is on a so-called clean continuing resolution, as in pork-free, and would probably last until after the election. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If I had a hammer, I'd a hammer in the morning, I'd a hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd a hammer out of danger, I'd a hammer out of warning.
On the Michael Medved Show, special program, Providence and the Prophet, the meaning of Martin Luther King. Dr. King came back to the Lincoln Memorial, and he was always conscious of history and fitting into the patterns of American history, and that was why it should be no surprise that in the Great March on Washington, August 28th of 1963, 250,000 people showed up, the greatest crowd ever assembled up to that time in Washington, D.C., and it was described as the March for Jobs and Justice. And one of the fascinating things is the Lincoln Memorial was a very specially selected location. And Henry Louis Gates, the great African-American scholar at Harvard, brings up the point that it was not that long before when the Lincoln Memorial was actually dedicated, and it was dedicated in the 1920s, that there was an attempt by the local police to segregate the crowd for the dedication of the Lincoln Memorial. Security guards on May 30th, 1922, tried to move the black people separate from the white people. And now, reclaiming the Lincoln Memorial in Lincoln's name and in Lincoln's memory. They highlighted Lincoln Memorial on top, and the opening national anthem was performed by the great Marian Anderson, the same amazing contralto who had sung before on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in 1939. King was the last speaker. They had labor leader Walter Reuther, clergymen of various denominations, a bishop, rabbis, And then Martin Luther King was introduced by A. Philip Randolph as the moral leader of the nation. And he began by deliberately echoing Lincoln, saying 50 years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. And then this.
In a sense, we've come to our nation's capital to cash a check. When the architects of our republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, they were signing a promissory note to which every American was to fall heir. This note was a promise that all men, yes, black men as well as white men, would be guaranteed the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is obvious today that America has defaulted on this promissory note insofar as her citizens of color are concerned. Instead of honoring this sacred obligation, America has given the Negro people a bad check, a check which has come back marked insufficient funds. But we refuse to believe that the Bank of Justice is bankrupt. We refuse to believe that there are insufficient funds in the great vaults of opportunity of this nation. And so we've come to cash this check,
yes,
a check that will give us upon demand the riches of freedom,
yes,
and the security of justice.
Yes.
At this point, he was still reading from a prepared text. He had prepared the text together with some of his advisors in the lobby of the Willard Hotel the night before. A king had delivered so many speeches, and they took a little section from this speech and a little section from that speech. And in his prepared text, he was to follow that up with a very clunky sentence. A sentence that said, "And so today, let us go back to our communities as members of the International Association for the Advancement of Creative Dissatisfaction." That doesn't sound like Dr. King. He pushed the prepared text aside and then improvised. The most famous and triumphant improvisation in all of American history. He had a dream. You'll share that dream. Coming up in this special broadcast, The Prophet and Providence.
The Michael Medved Show.
Hope you're enjoying this special program, Providence and the Prophet, the meaning of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. Please go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. That's MedvedHistoryStore.com, where we have a full catalog of history programs covering the very earliest colonial period up through the turbulent history of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com, and I hope you enjoy this program.
Like the stillness in the wind before the hurricane begins, the hour that the ship comes in.
Bob Dylan and Joan Baez at the March on Washington, not part of the official program, August 28, 1963. Martin Luther King had delivered an impressive opening of his I Have a Dream speech. It had all been put together in a hurry the night before he spoke. But part of what happened, and it's recounted in Taylor Branch's award-winning biography of Martin Luther King, and it's a three-volume biography. The middle volume highlights what happened here at the March on Washington. As King was speaking, Mahalia Jackson, and people could hear her, a gospel singer who had been featured in the program, was standing right behind him, and she kept saying in an audible voice, "Tell them about the dream, Martin. Tell them about the dream." He had used in many church sermons the mantra of "I have a dream." It was not in his prepared draft. And one of the people who had helped him the night before try to prepare the speech wrote about this experience. It's quite remarkable. His name is Clarence Jones. He wrote about it in 2011. And he said that when I saw King push the text of his prepared remarks to one side, I leaned over and said to the person next to me, "These people out there today don't know it yet, but they're about to go to church."
Let us not wallow in the valley of despair. I say to you today, my friend, so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
And he continued to outline that dream with unparalleled force.
You're listening to a special show,
Providence and the Prophet, the meaning of Martin Luther King,
on the Michael Medved Show.
Did you know precious metals had a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED. MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
You're listening to a special show.
Providence and the Prophet, the meaning of Martin Luther King.
On the Michael Medved Show.
He continued to outline that dream with unparalleled force.
With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, "My Country, Tears of Thee." Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring.
And let freedom ring, he did.
And when this happens, when we allow freedom to ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last, thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
Certainly the most memorable and the greatest recorded American oration, period. They didn't have recording equipment, unfortunately, for President Lincoln. King recalled 3 months later, quote, "I started out reading the speech. Just all of a sudden, the audience response was wonderful that day, and all of a sudden this thing came to me that I have used. I'd used it many times before. That thing about I have a dream. And I just felt I wanted to use it here." Clearly, and King reflected on this, sometimes in speaking, there was a almost supernatural force. It was working for him there. But some of the reaction to his speech was, well, some of it was euphoric and amazing, as it should have been. But the Washington Post didn't even mention King's speech in its coverage of the march. The New York Times published a story called "I Have a Dream, Peroration by Dr. King Sums Up a Day the Capitol Will Remember." Well, that's pretty good. But there were voices who hated and condemned the speech, particularly among black leaders like Malcolm X, who favored a more confrontational approach to the civil rights struggle. He wrote, whoever heard of angry revolutionists swinging their bare feet together with their oppressor in lily pad park pools with gospels and guitars and I Have a Dream speeches? All the while, black masses in America were and still are having a nightmare. That was his approach. And as it turned out, King had some nightmares of his own that needed to be confronted. Some of them actually coming from the very center of federal power. In one of the darkest chapters, not just of his life, but of the whole history of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. How did King overcome that challenge? We will get to that and more in this special broadcast, The Prophet and Providence, on The Medved Show. This is Michael Medved at michaelmedved.com for Town Hall. Now that the two virtual conventions have concluded, it's worth considering the one important word entirely ignored by both Republicans and Democrats. That word is impeachment. Neither side used the I word or wanted to review the history of a misguided, altogether unnecessary, and punishing process that consumed more than 4 months of President Trump's first term. The Democrats obviously sought to avoid looking back to an embarrassing and entirely predictable disaster for their party's congressional leadership. And Republicans ignored the topic because they wanted a convention with an upbeat spin, while recognizing that recollections of the president's impeachment trial amount to an undeniable downer for just about everybody. In the best single line of the GOP convention, Ivanka Trump proclaimed, "Washington didn't change Donald Trump. Donald Trump changed Washington." Republicans believe that many changes in the national capital are for the better, but the whole sad story of impeachment represents Washington at its worst. I'm Michael Medved. When it comes to intelligent design and the origins of life and the world as we know it, there is no place that does a better, more scientific, more intellectually rigorous job of making the case for intelligent design of our world than the Discovery Institute right here in Seattle. It's an amazing operation with amazing ideas and high-powered intellects all around, including approaching the virtues of free market economics and transportation solutions and much, much more. Go to michaelmedved.com, link on the banner to Discovery Institute. It is a great resource that can enrich your life as it enriches the life of the nation. That's at michaelmedved.com, the Discovery Institute. You're listening to a special broadcast of the Michael Medved Show. It is called The Prophet and Providence, The Meaning of Martin Luther King. He enjoyed his greatest oratorical triumph, of course, with the I Have a Dream speech on the March on Washington in August of 1963. And just a little bit more than a year later, he had the other great triumph of his life. He was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, and he was the youngest person ever, and still is, to receive the Nobel Peace Prize. He got it when he was 35 years old. He traveled to Oslo, to Norway, to receive the prize, together with his wife, Coretta, his family, and his closest associates. And the presentation of the award sounded like this.
On behalf of the Nobel Committee, to hand over to you the insignia of the Nobel Peace Prize, the diploma, and the gold medal.
And then he spoke.
I accept the Nobel Prize for Peace at a moment when 22 million Negroes of the United States are engaged in a creative battle to end the long night of racial injustice.
And he spoke not only for the African Americans in the United States. He spoke for oppressed people everywhere. And yet, in the eyes of some skeptics, that made him a dangerous man. For King, the most dangerous enemy was not a sheriff or a governor in the American South. it was J. Edgar Hoover, the head of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. He only gradually became aware that there was an ongoing FBI campaign to destroy him. And though there's no evidence that the FBI was involved in his actual physical assassination, the involvement of the Federal Bureau of Investigation in character assassination is frankly a shocking story. Not for what it reveals about King, but what it reveals about a government agency run amok. And that is part of the story that must be told. And it's part of the story in which some of Dr. King's dream became a rather disturbing nightmare for the last years of his life leading up to the very end. But in all of it, the sense of purpose, of providence, of a master plan was inescapable for those who understand the origins and destiny of this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved at michaelmedved.com for Town Hall. The term Latinx has become the increasingly common substitute for the terms Latino or Hispanic in the politically correct prestige press. The Four Kids section of the New York Times helpfully explained that the X is an effort to make the word more inclusive because it accounts for a wider spectrum of gender identities than just male and female. End quote. The problem for this self-proclaimed inclusive approach is that Hispanics themselves overwhelmingly reject it. In an August Pew Research survey, 61% preferred the word Hispanic, while another 29% chose Latino, amounting to 90% of Hispanic Americans. Only 3% said they used Latinx to describe themselves, while 12% who had even heard of the word said they actively disliked it. The crushing disregard for this clumsy formulation Latinx provides a reassuring reminder that the cutting-edge activists of the radical left won't make easy headway in the Hispanic community with its solid, more traditional cultural values. I'm Michael Medved.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, right? It and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.